All right, a friend of mine, Rabbi Nathan Farber, told me a couple of weeks ago that he was in Muncie, and in between Milchei Marav, Rav Wiener, I think his name is, was giving a shiur, and he was explaining that he doesn't see any heter for Jewish people to go visit Amish country. And it seems to be a very common thing that religious Jews go to visit Amish country to learn more about the Amish traditions, and people find it fascinating. So I thought that was an interesting topic, and you may have been wondering yesterday by Rav Willig Shlita why it is that I asked some strange question about Jews visiting Amish country. That's why, because I was curious about his thoughts on this topic. What Rav Willig said was actually Baruch Shekivanti, was my knee-jerk reaction, my immediate reaction as well. But maybe we'll discuss a little bit what's behind this issue. In order to deal with the issue. The issue is that there's a pasuk in the Torah, Al Tifnu El Ha'alidim, and Al Tifnu El Ha'alidim includes trying to go out of your way to learn about the ways of Avdei Avodah Zarah, to learn about other religions. The Rambam writes in Ilchos Avodah Zarah, Parak Beis, Halacha Beis, Svarim Rabim Chibru Avdei Kochavim Bavodasa, Heich Ikar Avodasa, Uma Ma'aseha, Umishpateha. There are all sorts of books. Now, that was the way they would learn in the days of the Rambam, most commonly, was through books. And there are all sorts of books about the ways to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, different practices of Ovid Avodah Zarah. Tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Likros Bos, and Asfarim Klal. The Rambam says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us not to read these books at all. V'lo Naharherba, V'lo B'davar Midvareha. And we should not think about these books. We should not think about any of these issues. V'afilu L'stakel B'dmosatzura Aser. He goes on to say, even to look at the Dmosatzura, which is not really our issue, because he says the concern is Pentidrosh Lelohehem Lemar. Maybe we're going to start looking into it some more, and ultimately, obviously, the concern is that we're going to be swayed by the Hevel Vishtus that is Avodah Zarah, and that could have obviously very damaging impact on a Jewish person's value system, Hashkafos, beliefs, and that is the Isser. Now, this Isser is recorded in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridaya, I believe in some Kof Lamed Tes, I didn't have a chance to look, but I think it's around there, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that a person is not supposed to be looking into other religions. A person is not supposed to be examining other religions. Rav Moshe, so that was the basis of what Rav Wiener, if I'm pronouncing his name correct, said, that this would seem to be a blatant violation of that, because when you go to Amish country, what you're doing is you're learning about the curiosity of these people, that these are people who have very different practices, and it's very intriguing to see how they behave and why they behave that way, and you get a tour, and someone tells you and explains to you what it's all about. So the question really is, what it's all about? Is it really about Avodah Zarah, or is it about something else? Is it about some simpler way of life, as Rav Willig said yesterday, culture rather than belief? So the if you go on Wikipedia, which may be part of this Isser D'oraisa, you know, Al Tifnu El Ha'alidim, because you have to learn about it. To answer the shaila, you have to know what they, you know, what it's about. So if you search around a little bit, the Amish certainly are motivated by religion, significantly by religion. That's their whole way of life, is based on their understanding of their chiyuvim, so to speak. The Amish are a group of traditionalist Christian church fellowships with Swiss origins. They're related to the Mennonite churches, but not exactly the same as Mennonites. They live simply, plain dress, etc. And you can find that there are very rigid details and halachic, and machlokos about exactly what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. I was on a plane to Israel about 8-9 years ago, and there were two Amish people sitting next to me. The whole plane was full of Amish people, and I said to the guy next to me, you know, pardon me, but like, you know, shouldn't you be on a rowboat? You know, like, are you allowed to, you know, go on a plane? Like, I was, so he said, no, we're like modern Orthodox Amish, you know, like, it's a different, you know, he didn't say in that lashon, but he said, you know, we have a different interpretation of our teachings. And he said, and he pointed to the guy four rows ahead of him, and said, you see that guy? He's got a cell phone. so apparently he was the half Shabbos Amish, you know. So there's all sorts of different levels of observance, but all of it is motivated by their understanding of what their religion demands of them. So does that inherently make it that it's a violation of Al Tifnu Al Elilim to study them? So Moshe has a landmark tshuva, not on the topic of Amish, but on the topic of, in general, studying other religions, teaching about other religions. It's a tshuva in Yardei Chelek Beis, Simin Nun Gimel, and the tshuva is written to Rav Yehuda Parnas Shlita. So this is, he doesn't give the exact context of what Rabbi Parnas was asking, but he talks about someone who is a teacher, Bibatei HaSefer Shel HaMedina, and he has to teach about different times of the year and what different religions believe. So Rav Moshe says that if that's what he has to do, he says, you know, Rav Parnas raised the issue that the Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to read these things, and it's going to cause you to, God forbid, to be led astray and to do like they do and to follow their religion. So maybe you don't have to worry about this, because over here he's just doing it as a professional requirement, not because he's actually interested in studying their religion. So Rav Moshe writes, "Hanachon lo ani azdaiti d'listakel b'tzura shel avodah zarah shu gam kein mitzad al tifnu." He says, let's take a look at the other halacha that comes from the same pasuk. "Listakel b'tzura shel avodah zarah," also based on al tifnu. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes is explicit about that. He said, "Aser af shalakatam kikola yisurin sheintulim ba'atam af pelu shenematam." He says that would be aser, even though the reason doesn't seem to apply. We're lo darshin in time at the kra, and therefore, even if the reason doesn't seem to apply, the iser would still apply. And he quotes for how this plays out in Shulchan Aruch. And he, therefore, I'm skipping a lot in the tshuva. He says, "V'lachein gam lukru b'svarim shechibru ba'avodasa yesh lesa." Even if you could say that the reason is batel, it's not like a person with his iPhone is going to go to Amish country and then immediately afterwards throw away his iPhone and say, "I'm all in, I'm interested." People do it as a curiosity, as like, almost like a strangeness. How weird. They don't say, "Wow, that's a cool looking beard, I want one just like that. You know, those are cool looking clothes with all those buttons instead of a zipper. You know, I want something just like that." No, it's a curiosity. It's something that's unusual, that's different, to see something different. So you would imagine, he, as Rav Moshe writes, "Shekvar nimusu deoseim ba'olam," that it's something that the majority of the world is already rejected, and it's not likely to lead anyone to sign on to that lifestyle. I would imagine, statistically, even though the Amish community, according to Wikipedia, is growing, that's only because they average like 7 children per family. But statistically, I would imagine you don't have a major shift of values where people are coming from other sects of Christianity or from any other religions and joining the Amish. You don't. I don't know if they'd be welcome or not, but you certainly don't have that as an issue. So nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, even though the concern may not be there, Aval nira pashut shoy isur hurak b'svarim. He says it would still be aser, but he says Aval nira pashut shoy isur hurak b'svarim shechibru ha'akim. He says it would seem that the issur would only apply to those books that were written by people who practice that religion and are expressing the value of their religion to others, teaching their religion to others. So since the book paints the religion in a positive light, so you're going to see it in that way, and therefore it would still be a violation of the issur. But if you're talking about people who wrote the book not to praise it, but people who that are kofrim ba'avodah zarah, that totally reject that avodah zarah, shurak lislotzit bahem levazosam, and the whole purpose is to mock them, to mock this belief system, b'meshem esaprim havlusam ushtusam lo nesagamaz. He says in that situation it would not be aser. And what he's discussing really is obviously not the Amish. He's discussing study of of ancient religions that are now viewed to be ridiculous and with modern sensibilities that people would intuitively reject. And the textbooks that teach about them in a way that these are these ancient beliefs that no normal sensible person would believe anymore. So he says, if you're going to learn, so you're going to be a teacher in such a course, make sure you use such books that are not written by people who actually believe in it. So how would that translate over to the Amish? Well, I haven't been there in a long time. I remember as a child I went, but I would imagine the person who gives you the tour is going to give it in a way that's very sensitive to the beliefs of the Amish. So I assume this is where Rav Viner was coming from, saying that you're being presented in a positive way. And in fact, if you Google the words Amish halacha, I wanted to see if anyone ever wrote on this topic, you will find, or Amish and Jewish or Judaism, you will find that there are a number of prominent rabbis who've written about their experience visiting Amish country and how we could learn so many of their great values about unplugging and about the speed of modern life and all of these great values that they've drawn from the Amish. So they didn't just view it as a pure negative, as ridiculous, as Avodah Zarah, it's so silly. No, there was some value that's very intelligent and religious people get from it. So why is it taka mutter? Meaning, why does Rav Willick say that it's mutter, and why is it that Minhag Yisrael seems to be around this time of year when people need to plan family trips? So it's a frequent stop. So it seems to be that the element that interests people is not the religious element. No one's looking into the religious underpinnings of the belief, nor, if I recall correctly from my childhood, is that what they truly emphasize. What they truly emphasize is just to what extent these people are different from us in terms of the way they interact with technology and with modern society. And that is cultural rather than religious. So it's hard to sort out exactly what's religious, what's cultural, meaning obviously they're doing this because they believe that's what the religion requires, but that's not what we're looking into. I mean, that's not what piques our curiosity, that's not what interests us. And that's what Willig meant, I think, when he said it's cultural rather than religious. I think he understands also that the reason they have such a culture is because of their religious beliefs, but if that's not what interests us, then l'chora, it would not be a violation of Al Tifnu Le'Elilim. So I understand where Rav Viner is coming from, that it is a violation of Al Tifnu Le'Elilim because it is based on religious beliefs, but certainly I understand where Rabbi Willig is coming from, that it's not a violation because what we're looking for is something more cultural rather than something religious.